So, as you know, from City Hall to Ottawa, they are trying to label us when we speak up for Palestine that we are against Jews.
Shame.
Liars! Because we are united with everyone, regardless of the faith, when it's based on justice, when it's based on support for dignity and freedom for all. So you are united. And because we are united, the people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
So brothers and sisters, we have Sister Rachel Fleischman from Christian Peacemaking Group should be addressing us.
Honor to be out here with all of you today and standing in solidarity with all people that support Palestine. My name is Rochelle Friesen and I'm from Christian Peacemaker Teams. CPT Human Rights Defenders are in Hebron today documenting the Israeli violence that are being imposed on Palestinian resistance to colonization. In response to days of rage in Palestine, today we have gathered in anger.
Yeah!
Anger at hearing Trump's proclamation to make Jerusalem Israel's capital.
Yeah!
Anger at seeing our Palestinian friends and comrades being shot down in the street as they continue to fight for justice.
Yeah!
Anger at the ongoing colonial project of Israel and anger at the West's complicit silence and active support for the daily human rights violations Palestinians have been facing since before 1948.
Yeah!
Today, we stand together in solidarity with Jerusalem,
yes.
With Al-Quds,
yes.
Not only because of Trump's announcement, but because this Palestinian city has endured decades and decades of segregation and racialized violence.
Yes.
Why is that? Why is it that the governmental spending results in Palestinian communities being short 400 classrooms to support their children?
Yeah.
Why is it that Palestinians indigenous to Jerusalem live in their homes not as citizens but as permanent residents, their documentation given and denied to them by the Israeli apartheid state?
Yeah.
Why is it that Israel's apartheid wall divides communities like Beit Hanina and Aram, dividing neighbors, dividing families, and confiscating land? Why is it that Palestinians face flagrant policies of house demolitions? And why is it that day after day, Palestinians in Jerusalem face the threat of physical violence from the Israeli military, the Israeli police, and the Israeli population?
Yay!
My friends, we should not be surprised by Trump's words or actions. The United States has always been a colonial power that exudes white supremacy and aligns itself with other colonial countries. We have always known that the U.S. was never a neutral third party, but rather an accomplice to Israel's colonial project. My friends, we should not be surprised when the same government instituted the Cherokee Trail of Tears, when they instituted slavery, Wounded Knee, segregation, Ferguson, and Standing Rock. We should not be surprised, as colonial powers have always learned from each other and they have always worked together. After all, it was Australia that came to Canada to learn how to confine indigenous folks. It was South Africa that went to Australia to learn the ways of apartheid. It was Israel that went to South Africa to learn how to oppress the Palestinian people. And today, Sri Lanka is going to Israel to learn how to ensure a protracted genocide on the Tamil people.
Yeah.
While the West would like to frame this as a conflict of religions, in reality, this conflict exists because Israel imposes a demographic warfare on the Palestinian people. Yay! Demographic warfare to ensure a white, Jewish, Israeli majority. Yay! As history has told us, this is apartheid.
Yes, apartheid.
However, we must not lose hope. We must not lose sight of our goal. As our Palestinians and sisters have taught us, we must never lose our willingness to resist. Yes. And today we must look to the streets of Al-Quds, for they are giving us our reason to fight. We saw the Palestinian resistance this summer when Israel put restrictions on Al-Aqsa. This resistance was not divided by religion. Rather, thousands of Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims gathered together to pray in the street until they were able to return together to Al-Aqsa. Yes. Today in Palestine, men, yes, women, Christians, Jews, and atheists are facing tear gas, skunk water, arrest, torture, detention, live ammunition, and death in the pursuit of freedom. And we are here to say that Palestine, you are not alone. Across Canada, across Greece, across the UK, Jordan, Lebanon, Peru, Venezuela, and South Africa, demonstrations are taking place together in one voice saying, Palestine, you are not alone.
Palestine, you are not alone.
Our governments are hoping that in the days to come, a complicit calm will return to our cities.
Thank you.
Yet we are here today to say we will not be silent. We will not be silent.
We will not be silent.
Showing up today is just one small act in our solidarity. And we vow that we will not only show up, but we will add pressure. We will push through boycott, divestment, and sanctions until Palestine is free.
Yes.
For we know, today's struggle is not only about Jerusalem. It is about freedom. It is about justice. And it is about the liberation of all of Palestine.
Yes.
So friends and comrades, never forget. Never forget. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the sea, Palestine will be free.
From Haifa to Rafah, from Nasra to Ariha, from Abil al-Qum to Rashrash, and to the streets of Al-Quds, where our brothers and sisters stand against occupation and are fighting for the freedom. Palestine will be free. From the river